Good morning. A large storm system is intensifying over the Great Lakes. A cold front extending outward from this storm through the Ohio Valley and toward the Mid-Atlantic region is pivoting in our direction. Well out in advance of this storm, scattered showers have been moving through interior New York and New England during the overnight hours and now early this morning wetting the ground. The rain showers, though, will be quick to move through and just enough to wet the ground or hit the wipers this morning. Otherwise, the big story will be the gusty winds through the morning and into the afternoon out of the south-southeast ahead of this system, at times up to 40, perhaps even 50 miles per hour. As the front draws closer, the showers will become more numerous later this morning and into the afternoon. At the same time, jet stream energy will act on the low-level winds, and the combination of the two will produce enhanced rain showers with bursts of rain and thunder. Some of the thunderstorms could produce wind gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour late this afternoon and into the evening. It'll remain mild all day long and rather muggy for this time of year, with most everyone in the lower 70s. Showers and storms will persist through the evening till about midnight before they move through western and central New England. We'll start a drying trend from west to east after midnight, although areas of fog will develop in this environment. Temperatures will drop back into the 50s. On the other side of the front tomorrow, just a passing shower, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, somewhat cooler but still mild for this time of year in the mid-60s, and then an upper-level low will settle in over top of us with unsettled and cool weather on Thursday, scattered showers from time to time, and highs staying in the 50s. We'll bounce right back, though, by Friday and into the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s Friday afternoon and mid-60s with a breeze on Saturday. The next system will approach on Sunday with a late-day shower possible in the lower 60s and a better chance of rain Sunday night into Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from here in interior New York and New England south, past New York City and along the Atlantic coast to the Delmarva Peninsula. A strong autumn storm is now being better organized as it heads towards southern Canada. Despite the lack of high heat and humidity, strong wind fields will provide a favorable environment for severe storms. Computer models suggest low-level winds will be near 55 knots, producing strong wind shear. The resulting highly sheared environment will likely support sporadic, transient strong updrafts capable of damaging wind gusts down to the surface. Additionally, given the strength of the low-level winds, a tornado or two is also possible. Elsewhere across the West, fire weather concerns will continue across California through the middle of the week with very dry conditions and gusty winds. A big heat wave is also in the forecast for Southern California with widespread 90s to near 100 degree readings expected through Wednesday with excessive heat warnings in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 45 degrees with a south wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 2 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 59, 68% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 14, gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy with showers and storms, lower 70s. Boston, windy, showers likely in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 57, that's 10 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 92 hundredths of an inch for the month and 35.45 inches for the year, which is still 3.23 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 74, set in 1973, and the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:59 p.m. 10 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, windy, and mild today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms this evening with heavy rainfall, drying out though overnight with lows in the lower and middle 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, windy, and mild today with showers and thunderstorms in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and storms this evening, drying out overnight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, windy, mild today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms this evening, drying out overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, windy, mild today with showers, then showers and thunderstorms likely later on, and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and storms this evening, drying out overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit cooler, a passing shower, mostly dry, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and cool, back into the 50s Thursday with scattered showers. A mix of sun and clouds, back to the lower 60s Friday. Breezy and mild, a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, mid-60s. A late-day shower Sunday in the lower 60s, and a chance of rain Monday back into the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.